Hello and welcome to the Business Spotlight. Terry James at the Old Oaks Winery, right off Highway 67, just south of Milan. Chris Larson is here with me. And Chris, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You guys opened in 2022, and I have to say, you have grown by leaps and bounds. In fact, you are a wedding destination now, would you say?
Yeah, we've just grown and expanded over the past couple of years, and it's something that we weren't quite sure, but it's something that just we've gotten a lot of positive feedback and something that we're excited to have.
Yeah, I know that we were just talking about, I got to go right to this because it was very cool, the event tent that you put up. You guys were looking at how to better service people that wanted to have their weddings here at the Old Oaks Winery, just south of Milan. So you have one of these event tents. There's only four in the United States. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, so we had the opportunity to have this new event tent. Like I said, there's one of four in the U.S., and what it did was just, it's predictable. It can withstand lots of wind, rain, and then it's expandable. We can take walls off and on really easy. So we can fit up to 250 guests, but we have events bigger than that. Just but the ability to flex and use the space and overlooking the vineyard, it's one of the best scenic overlooks we have in the area.
And that's what I've heard from people who've had their wedding here is just the view and the room for guests to wander around, enjoy a glass of wine. And the space has become very friendly to both private events and public events. In fact, you can now stop by the Old Oaks Winery Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And even if there's a private event going on, you can enjoy some wine.
Yeah, that's one of our goals for 2024 and 2025 was to allow the public a space to always have. We do lots of private events and other events kind of throughout the day, but at the end of the day, we always want the public to have a spot to come out. So even if we have a wedding or an event going on, there's always a spot for you to come out, enjoy food, glass of wine, and get to enjoy just the space.
I do want to ask about the food in just a moment, but you were telling me about the crest pad. That's another new addition here. So again, it looks directly out onto the great view behind you, onto the vineyard. Is that correct?
Yeah, so it's a new venue we have. It's just kind of in the corner of our property. It's got a small patio overlooking one of our acres of grapes. So it's just a spot you can go. We use it as a flexible space for bad weather as well. But yeah, it's a really cool spot that we're excited to have open in 2025.
Last year, you were excited about some barrels of wine that had just arrived from Napa, I believe, some white wine. Yeah. That is available now to try?
Yeah, we have it's a 2021 Sauvignon Blanc that came in, so it's really light, it's crisp and refreshing. We kind of enjoy it in the spring and into the summer months, so getting ready for that Sauvignon Blanc season.
Sounds great. And again, if you want to have an event here at the Old Oaks, this is a very versatile property, the Old Oaks Winery. In fact, you can even do a small little get together of 30 people you can accommodate.
Yeah, we have groups ranging from 50 all the way up to 250. A lot of our spaces are flexible in terms of we can make them as big or as small as we really want. And the easiest way to do that is just reach out on our website. We have all of our room information. It's really easy format to just put in your event inquiry and we'll check dates and get all the info over to you.
And the food, I want to get to that because with a glass of wine, you have the perfect pairings with that. Talk about what some of the offerings are with the food.
Yeah, we have some small bites. We have one of our most popular is our spinach dip and our buffalo dip. We have some pretzel sticks. We always have a handful of sandwiches on our menu and then flatbread pizzas. We have a new one. We have a crab ragoon pizza that we're really excited launching here in the spring. And also our charcuterie boards. We have our kind of your classic meat and cheese and as well as veggie boxes as well. And new in 2025, we're offering some new desserts. So we have some New York style cheesecakes that we're excited to get on the menu. Just things that really pair well with wine.
All right, you had me at Crab Ragoon. You kept me with cheesecake with that one, all right? But again, a great spot to either come and do a wine tasting, maybe plan a big event. Either way, right here, US 67, just south of Milan, the Old Oaks Winery. Chris, if folks want to plan an event or if they want to talk to you about coming here, how can they do that?
Yeah, so a lot of the rooms are available online if you're not able to make it out. And then there's a form that you can fill out. The email address is going to be info@oldoakswinery.com. You can also stop in during the day and check out and see the spaces. If we don't have an event going on in that space, you're more than welcome to have our staff and they'll show you the space.
The Old Oaks Winery is a weekend destination, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Chris, when are you open?
We're open Friday and Saturday from 12 to 7 p.m. and then on Sunday, 12 to 5.
It's a great experience. It's a great atmosphere, and it's incredibly relaxing, something you definitely deserve. The Old Oaks Winery, Highway 67, just south of Milan. Chris Larson, thank you for your time.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
And this has been the Business Spotlight.